Good evening, everyone. We want to thank you for your presence with us at our special Parents' Night and Prize Giving service. We want to welcome you all to the meeting tonight in the Saviour's great name. We're going to commence as we sing a lovely children's hymn together. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. It's the hymn 692. The words are on the screens for us. We're going to ask you to stand as we sing all of the verses of the hymn together, please. Together. We're conscious we need the Lord's help. We want all that are here tonight to know the Lord's presence, to feel that the Lord's in the meeting. And we want you to hear his voice. One of the most important reasons why we come to church, to the services, is to hear the things that God would say to us. So we're going to still our hearts and just take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to come and give us a very special time in this house tonight. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence in the Saviour's name. We're very glad, Father, that we can pray, but we're very conscious of our weakness and of our need. When we come to seek thee at the throne of grace, we need thee, Father, to lead us on. We need to pray with the disciples. Remember that simple prayer, teach us to pray. Lord, that's the cry of our hearts. We want to pray that even in the service tonight, we will witness answers to our prayers. You have assured us in your word that if we call unto thee, that you'll answer us. So we're asking, Father, that you will be with us tonight. We pray that the Lord will be present in our meeting. We thank you for all that are gathered, each one that has been able to come. We thank you, Father, for the children especially, for their presence, for all of these young people. And we want to pray, Father, that you'll come down and be with us. You'll come down and be amongst us in a very special way this evening. We pray that this will be a meeting where we know the Lord is here, that we know the Lord is working. Let it be a meeting where we know the Lord especially is speaking from his word, speaking to the hearts of all that are gathered. But especially, Father, we ask thee, come tonight and speak to the hearts of those that are still out of Christ, those that are not saved, all in this meeting that are not able to say that it's well with their soul. Want to ask, Father, that this might be a meeting of salvation. Let it be a meeting that knows the blessing of God resting upon it in the saving of souls. We do thank you, Father, for the children's meetings of the church, both here and down in the band hall in Killalea. We thank you, Father, for the leaders and workers, for all that are involved in those vital meetings, teaching the children week by week the Word of God. We thank you for their dedication to those meetings. We want to pray that you'll bless our leaders and our workers. We pray that you'll encourage them, each one. We ask that they'll see their prayers answered, especially as they pray for the spiritual well-being of all of the children that come into the meetings. We remember, Father, that the Saviour said when he was here on earth that it's not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. It's not your will that one of these children would die without Christ, go to a lost eternity. So we're asking, Father, to bless our workers and encourage them, to answer their prayers, encourage them even in the service tonight. Thank you for your hand upon the meetings through the winter time. Thank you for the safe keeping of all of the young people that came to the meetings, watching over them, both as they travelled there and home, and also while they were in the meeting. And we think, Father, of all that they've heard, all that they've been taught from the Scriptures. Your word says if we train up a child in the way that it should go, when it's old, it will not depart from it. And Lord, we're asking that your word that has gone forth might be a blessing in the lives of all of these young people, the truths that they're taught when they're children. We pray that they might never forget them, that you'll write them upon their hearts, they'll remember them all the days of their life. But Lord, our prayer is especially for all of these children, that they'll remember their Creator in the days of their youth. We pray that while they're still young, while they're still children, that they'll turn to Christ in salvation. Even like Samuel, remember when he was a lad, he heard thee calling him to himself, or to thyself, in salvation. So Lord, we're asking thee to do that, even in the service tonight. We come now just to commit the meeting into your hand. Think of all the preparations that have been made, but yet we know, Father, without thee we can do nothing. So we want to commit the meeting just now unto thee. Come and guide us. Come and be with us, Father, in every part. Come and help the children. Take away fear and even concern and anxiety. Grant them peace. May they know your grace and your help and your power, even as they participate in the service tonight. And we ask, Lord, use these children this evening. We pray that they'll be instruments in your hand. And our prayer, Father, is that you'll make each of them a blessing to each one that is gathered tonight. So we ask you just to hear and answer these our prayers. We offer them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're thankful to each one that has come tonight, especially to the children and to the young people from both our children's meetings, Children's Bright Hours. The Children's Bright Hours meet here in the church on Tuesday night at 6:45 and down in the band hall in Killaloe at the same time, week by week through the winter. And we know that there's been some plans and preparations made for the service tonight, and we appreciate that very much indeed. Thankful to the children for their faithful attendance of the meetings. So we're going to have the program. We're going to ask the children from Killaloe if they'll come and bring us their program first, if they'll do that for us just now, please.
Verse 1 to 1:5.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
The Lord with gladness.
Come before his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name.
Where are the His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Well done, everybody. We really enjoyed that very much indeed. Some very bright people there, some speaking out very clearly, very strongly. But we thank the young people for both their faithfulness at coming to the meetings and their participation tonight. So we're going to ask the children, the young people from the Armagh Bright Hour, if they'll come forward just at this time, and we'll ask them to bring us their programme for the service tonight.
We started this year learning all about Genesis, how the world was created perfectly. But the first people, Adam and Eve, sinned. All people were separated from God because of sin.
God called Abraham and promised that all nations would be blessed through him. And this blessing would come through the promised Savior, Jesus Christ.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. This year we have also been learning about Amy Carmichael. She was a missionary in India. She opened an orphanage and looked after and rescued young girls from the temple. She served in India for 55 years, wrote 35 books about her missionary work there.
Indeed. Well done to everybody. Well done with your patience in between while the technical issues were being sorted out. I think we should give everybody a round of applause. So we take the opportunity, just on behalf of the session of the congregation, to thank our workers and our leaders of both the children's meetings, the children's bright hours. We thank you for your faithfulness through another winter. This has been an encouraging winter that we've been able to get the meetings up and going again, but there's still quite a few challenges that we're facing with regards to bringing children and young people together. So we do want to thank all of our leaders and all of our workers sincerely for their work and for the time that has been devoted to the children's meetings. We appreciate that. We thank the children as well for coming so faithfully and regularly along to the meetings. We pray the Lord will watch over you during the summertime, and we pray that God will bless to your hearts the things that you've heard, the truths, the verses, the stories from the Word of God. And remember, young people, that our greatest desire for you is to come to know Christ as your Saviour. I want to thank all that have come tonight. We appreciate your presence. We especially welcome all the visitors that have come along for the special Parents' Night and prize giving. We're thankful to each one that has taken the time and made the effort just to be here this evening. We thank the parents and the family members of the children especially. We know that they will be very encouraged that you have come along just to support them this evening. I want to welcome too those that are listening in on the live stream to the service tonight, and we pray that you'll be blessed by all that you have heard and by the remainder of the service when we come to the children's address in just a few minutes' time. Let me remind you just quickly of the various meetings and activities here in the incoming week. Remember Tuesday night that the Killaloe Bright Hour is travelling to Gulliver's here in the Orchard Leisure Centre, then to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. The bus is leaving the band hall at 6 o'clock and planning to return at around 8:30. Wednesday night at 8 is the midweek meeting here for prayer and Bible study. The Lord willing, I'll be here to conduct that meeting myself. Friday night at 8 is the Youth Fellowship. That's the barbecue and the bring a friend night, as the season with the young people is drawing near to a close. We encourage all of the young people to come along to that special barbecue and bring a friend night this coming Friday evening. Next Lord's Day is the 10th of April. Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:40. The morning service at 11:30. Remember, there will be communion immediately after the morning service next Sabbath day. We felt it would be a good time with Easter approaching to recommence the communion service. So I want to encourage as many of the Lord's people as feel that they're able to wait behind for that service just for a little while after the morning meeting next Sabbath day. The evening meeting at 6:30, remember it's preceded by the half hour of prayer in the church hall downstairs, and I'll be preaching at both services next Sabbath day. We are planning a meeting for the ladies. That's on Monday the 16th of May in the church hall. The speaker is to be Miss Noreen McAfee, missionary from Uganda, home on furlough. That'll be a night of fellowship just for the ladies before the summertime. So ask the ladies just to take note of that date, and we ask for your help as well just to make that known to others. Just remind you of the recent gifts and special offerings that have been taken in the congregation here. The Mission Board's Ukraine appeal, so far £1,095.69 has come in. The Church Committee added another £500 to that, so almost £1,600 has been sent off for that special appeal. We had our brother Samuel Adams here a few weeks ago for a deputation for Every Home Crusade, the literature ministry. So far, the gifts for Every Home Crusade have come to £1,756. And then a further £200 was given towards the Nepal radio station. So we thank everyone sincerely for your very liberal giving to all of these very important causes. Just to remind you that our young brother, Mr. Matthew Higgins, licentiate of our presbytery, received the call and accepted the call to the church in Lima Valley at the presbytery meeting in Martyrs on Friday night. We're very delighted for Matthew that the Lord has opened the door of ministry for him. His ordination and installation is planned for the end of the month, Friday night, the 29th of April. The venue still to be confirmed. We'll make that known to you once it has been confirmed. We want to wish Matthew and Leanne and little Joel, as a congregation, we want to wish them God's richest blessing upon their future ministry and service together in the cause of the gospel. Remember the Easter Convention, Friday night, the 15th at 8. The Reverend Harris is to be the preacher, the chairman of the Mission Board. If a reasonable number wishes to go down, the church will put on a bus to that Friday night service. It will be for the Youth Fellowship and anyone else from the congregation that would like to go. There is a list in the porch. So if you'd like to go down that Friday night, go down on the bus, put your name on the list as soon as possible, just so that we can gauge the interest that there is in the bus. We do recommend that anyone that's going down on the bus that night, that you wear a mask in the bus for the journey, for the duration of the journey, both there and back from Martyrs. Just to mention a couple of matters relating to Let the Bible Speak. We're going to be involved in some of the TV recordings on Thursday night, the 29th of April, over in the Lurgan Church. They would like as many as possible from the congregation here to come over that night just to help form the congregation for the recording that evening, or the recordings. They will be sending us a sheet, so keep that in mind. We'll put the sheet out as soon as we have received it. That's Thursday night, the 28th of April. And LTBS is also opening a new charity shop. Remember, they have the charity shop in Banbridge, so they're planning to open a new charity shop here in Armagh. It'll be in Thomas Street, where the Shoes Owen shop used to be. They're planning to have that opened around the middle of this month of April, if everything goes according to plan. Mrs. Cherie Patterson, the wife of the Reverend Andrew Patterson, Market Hill, she's the manager of the shop in Banbridge. She's also going to manage the shop here in Armagh. If you'd like to volunteer, that has been a very important part of running the charity shop over in Banbridge, the volunteers that come in every week. So if you'd like to volunteer to help with that an hour or so every week, or if you're able to devote a little bit more time, let us know about that, and we can pass your name and your details on to Mrs. Patterson or the Reverend Patterson as soon as possible. Please continue to remember Mrs. Watson in your prayers. She'll know the Lord's presence just in grace. And remember the family circle as well, that they'll know the Lord upholding them through these challenging days. We're going to sing another hymn together, please, or some verses, 687. There's a friend for little children above the bright blue sky, a friend who never changes, whose love will never die. Unlike our friends by nature, who change with changing years, this friend is always worthy the precious name he bears. We're going to sing verses 1 and 2 and 5 and 6, so we'll leave out 3 and 4, the first two and the last two, and we'll ask you to stand as we sing, please.
Oh,
We're going to just pray together for a moment. We'll just be still, bow our heads, close our eyes together. Father, we thank you for the time that we've spent together in your presence and in your house already. We thank you for all that we've heard. We thank you, Father, for the children and their participation. We thank you, Father, for the little ones in your house tonight. What a blessing it is to our hearts. Remember that the scriptures tell us that we're to feed the lambs. And we're thankful, Father, for every opportunity to teach the little ones the things of God. We want to pray that you'll bless to their hearts even the truths that they've sung and recited to us tonight. And Lord, as we've thought of Amy Carmichael, our prayer would be that from some of these children, some of these young people, that you'll call forth in years to come some of them to serve thee as missionaries in some far off and very needy land. We just ask, Lord, be with us through the remainder of the meeting. We pray for your speaking voice. We pray for the help of God just to bring the message, the story from your word. We pray, Father, that it will come clearly. And we pray that you might use it tonight to speak to souls. We pray that you'll use it especially in the winning of souls to Christ. So answer these our prayers, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Boys and girls, I'm going to tell you a Bible story tonight. And the Bible story is found in Joshua chapter 6. So I'd like you to take note of that. And what I'd like you to do, maybe a little later, whenever you go home, is to read the passage yourself. Or maybe ask Mum and Dad to help you with that before you go to bed. It's always nice to have a bedtime story. And remember that the best stories in all the world are found in the Bible. They're found in the Word of God. So Joshua chapter 6 is the place that you'll find the story. And Joshua chapter 2, it's related as well. It was really sort of the introduction or the background to the story that I'm going to tell you tonight. I'm going to use the pieces of card. Some of you have seen these four pieces of card before. I've used these a few times. There's more than one Bible story we're able to tell using these four pieces of card. So I'll try to turn them round so that everybody in the service tonight will be able to see them. So the story I'm going to tell you is about a man called Joshua. Joshua was the leader of the children of Israel at that time. Remember, the book's called after him, the book of Joshua. Joshua is the Old Testament name for Jesus. Jehovah is our salvation. So that's a very important name to remember. And Joshua is going to commence in chapter 6 the conquest of the promised land. Remember, God had promised the land of Israel to his people, to the children of Israel. And the first city that they came to in the promised land was a city called Jericho. And Jericho as a city was known for its very high walls, very high, and they were, you can see as well, they were very wide. A lot of cities in those times were built like that for safety and for security. And not only, boys and girls, were the walls wide and strong, but they were so big that they actually had houses built on top of the walls. And keep in mind, in Israel, the houses had flat roofs. The houses in our country has pointed roofs, isn't that right? That's really because of all the rain that we have. But in the land of Israel, all the houses had flat roofs. That was because of the nice weather. And in the evening, people would go up and sit on the roof of their house in what was called in the Bible the cool of the day. So the walls of Jericho, because of those walls, the children of Israel couldn't enter in to Jericho to defeat the city. But God had a plan, boys and girls. And this is the plan that God had. God wanted the children of Israel to walk all around the walls of the city. Now, you would think whenever an army would come to a city, you're hearing about a war on the news at the minute out in Ukraine. Whenever an army would come to a city with walls, they would try to knock the walls down. They would take a big thing that would be called a battering ram, And they would come to the doors, or the gates, and the walls, and they would try their very best to knock those walls down. Another tactic that armies would use, they would build a ramp. That's how they would get up and over the walls and into the city. They would bring lots of soil and earth, and they'd build a ramp up the side of the walls. But God didn't tell the children of Israel to do any of those things. What the Lord told them to do was just walk around the city. Now, that would seem strange, wouldn't it, boys and girls? That seems a very strange way to fight a battle. But let me emphasize something to you that's very important. As you go through life, always remember this. It's always best to do what God tells you to do. There's no better way to live life than by obeying what God says to us through His Word. Sometimes we don't understand the things that's happening in our lives. And sometimes we don't fully understand at the time the things that God is saying to us. But always remember, it's always best to do what God says. And that's what the children of Israel did. They walked around the walls of Jericho. And this is what the Lord told them to do. For the first 6 days, every day, they had to walk around the city once. So why don't you try and keep this in your mind? All you young people are good at maths, at arithmetic. So I want you to try and count these up in your mind. So there's six. I hope I've got it the right way around. So 6 days, they had to walk around the city. And for those 6 days, every day, they had to do it once. So that's six times in total. So for 6 days, they had to do the same thing. They had to get up in the morning and walk all around the city of Jericho. And something else God told them to do, as part of the strategy, they weren't to speak. They all had to be quiet. Everybody had to be silent as they walked around the city. Don't we sometimes find that difficult? I'm sure the leaders could tell that you find that difficult when you come to the meetings on Tuesday night. You always like to talk. When you meet with your friends, you have so much to hear and so much to tell them. So remember, boys and girls, there's a time that's good to be quiet. The Bible says we're to be still and know that Thou art God. And especially when we come to God's house, do you know why it's good to be quiet when you come to church? Because you might miss what God has to say to you. We want to be attentive to what God is saying to us from His Word. So they had to be silent as they're walking around. Remember, 6 days, the first 6 days, once every day. So they had to be quiet. And that would have been very difficult for the children of Israel as well, because remember, as they're walking around, there'd be people up there on the wall, all the inhabitants of Jericho, all the soldiers of Jericho, they're up there on the wall, and they're looking down. And I'm sure they were shouting all sorts of things, making fun of the army of Israel, making fun of them just walking around, maybe saying that they were cowards, they weren't willing to fight the battle. So it would be very hard for the children of Israel to be quiet and to be silent. And you know, sometimes, boys and girls, as people want to provoke you, there's things they want to say to you as a Christian because they want you to be angry. They want you to do or say something that you shouldn't do as a Christian. So at those times, we need to be careful. And we need to ask the Lord just for His help that we do the right thing and behave the way that the Lord would want us to behave. Now, the only sound there was to be as the children of Israel walked around Jericho was a trumpet. There was the sound of the trumpets. I know there's some trumpet players in the meeting tonight. Some of the young people maybe could have a go at this. Does anybody think they could play this trumpet? Listen, are you listening? What do you think of the sound of that one? Now that's the shape of the trumpet that you would play, isn't it? Whenever you're out and you see the bands praying, that's the sort of trumpet you normally see. But that's not the sort of trumpet that they had outside Jericho. It was wee bit more this shape because it was made of ram's horns. And there were seven priests. As I stand behind these numbers, I'm not sure if I get them the right way around, but the number seven. It features a lot in the story. So there was seven priests, and they had seven horns made of ram's horns, and that was the only sound for all of those 6 days as they walked once every day all around the walls of Jericho. But then, boys and girls, when they came to the seventh day, and remember that in Old Testament times, the seventh day was the Sabbath day. The seventh day was the Lord's day. So on the seventh day, what they had to do was different. It was going to be a different day. They hadn't to walk around the walls just once. They had to walk around the walls seven times. So that was going to be a very busy day. There was lots to do. So you know what the Bible says? They got up very early that day. Some days you need to get up early. And remember, when you get up early, the first thing that you should do is spend a wee bit of time with the Lord, because you need his help right through that long day. So on the seventh day, they had to get up early, and they had to set off all the way around the walls of Jericho, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times. They had to go around seven times in total. So many times is that all together, boys and girls? So there was 6 days they walked around once, so that was six times. And then the seventh day they walked around seven times. So what's seven and six? Well done. Somebody over here got that. Good man. You're good at your sums. Well done. 13 times in total they had to walk around the walls. So you know, sometimes, boys and girls, you have to be steadfast. You can get a wee bit weary sometimes in the work, especially when we don't see very much happening. We can get a wee bit discouraged. But it's important to keep at the job the Lord has given us to do. We're not to faint. In due season, the Bible says we shall reap if we faint not. We're to be steadfast. We're to be unmovable in the work of the Lord. Now, here's something really important. You know what happened at the end of the seventh day when they'd walked round seven times? The Lord wanted them to shout. So that was the only time they were to say something. So at the end of the 13th time round the walls, the children of Israel were to give a shout so that all the people in Jericho could hear them. And you know, boys and girls, there's what is called in the Bible types or pictures. And the story of Jericho's a picture. And it's a picture of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be the voice of the archangel. There's going to be the trump of God and so forth. So this story is reminding us of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fact that we need to be ready. The Bible says, be ye also ready. Now, remember the walls? I showed you the walls. They were high and they were strong. But you know, God did a miracle that day in Jericho for the children of Israel. Because after they'd obeyed God, remember the importance of doing what God says, when they'd walked round for 7 days, once every day for the first six, seven times on the seventh day, 13 times in all, and then when they shouted, you know, something really unusual happened. See those walls? They fell down. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible's very clear in what it says. The Bible says the walls fell down flat. You know, if the walls of your house fell down, they'd fall down a big pile, and you'd have to climb over the pile either to get from one side of it to the other. Isn't that right? Well, that's not the way the walls of Jericho fell down. They didn't fall down on a big pile like that there. They fell down flat. What actually happened was God opened the ground, and the walls went down into the ground. Whenever you read the Bible, some Bibles have got a margin in the middle, and the margin gives you another reading. It gives you a wee bit more information. So in the margin, it says where the Bible says they fell down flat, it actually says underneath it, under it. So that's what happened, boys and girls. So this wasn't usual. This was the intervention of God. This was a display of God's power. It was a great miracle. See, God was going to display his power for the children of Israel as they entered in to the conquest of the promised land. And the Bible says that they went up straight. Let me just read you the verse. It says, "So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat." And then this is what it says. "So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." See those words, "straight before him"? If those walls had fell down in a big pile, well, they couldn't have gone in straight before them. You imagine all the rubble they would have to climb over just to get into the city. So I always want you to remember that, boys and girls. When you hear the story of the walls of Jericho and Joshua entering into the conquest of the promised land, God did a great miracle that day. God opened the ground and the walls fell down flat. So that's the God that we love. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we pray to, that what he's promised he's able to perform, that nothing is too hard for our God. And that means that even saving your soul, however you have lived in the past and however dark your sins may be, he's the power to save you and he's the power to change your life. You know what the children of Israel did? They got their swords out then. They got their swords in their hand. And into the city they went and they defeated the inhabitants of Jericho and they took possession of the city of Jericho. And you know, boys and girls, God has given us a sword. We're in a spiritual battle. We're fighting all the powers of darkness, the devil, and all the powers of evil. And God has given us a sword. And this is the sword. In the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 6, this book is described as the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So this is the weapon. We don't fight with carnal weapons. You'll be hearing about tanks and anti-missile type weapons and so on in the news. We don't fight with carnal weapons. We have spiritual weapons. And this is a great weapon. This is how the Lord Jesus defeated the devil during his temptation. He knew the Word of God and he quoted it at the devil. And that's why it's important for you to read the Bible. If you're going to be strong and if you're going to be able to defeat your spiritual enemy, defeat the devil when he comes to tempt you and when he comes to try to cause you to sin. Now here's an important part of the story. We're nearly finished. You're doing very well. Remember the walls? And they fell down flat. Well, there was one part of the wall that didn't fall down. And there was a house on the wall at that place that didn't fall down. Does any of the boys and girls know the name of the lady that lived in the house? Do you know? Good man. Well done, Sam. Rahab. Rahab's house. That was the only part of the walls of the city of Jericho that didn't fall down. And you know why her walls didn't fall down and her house didn't fall down? It was because she believed God. She believed God's word. She believed what God had said about what he was going to do to the city of Jericho. So Rahab was saved. She wasn't just saved from death. She was actually saved spiritually at that time. She was a woman of faith. Remember, she's in Hebrews chapter 11. She set out there as one of the great women of faith of the Bible. So we know that Rahab was saved and her whole family too. So here's something really important, boys and girls. Whenever you're a Christian, you come to put your trust in the Lord Jesus, you should have a concern for others, for their soul. So here's something really important I'd like you to do as you think of the summer and as you think of next year in the meetings. I want you to think about all your friends and that you go to school with and all your relatives. And I want you to think of going out and bringing them into the meetings. See, Rahab brought her family into the house so that they could be saved. Well, you can do the same. You don't have to wait until you're old to serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord while you're a child, and you can bring your friends along to the meeting with you so that they can hear the gospel as well. And let me bring that challenge to the adults in the meeting too. We need your help with regard to the meetings among the boys and girls. Need your help to encourage all the children in your family, your street, your area, that they would come along to the meetings as well. But here's something very, very important, vital about the story, boys and girls. There's something Rahab had to do so that she and her family would be saved when the walls of Jericho all fell down. There's something she had to put in the window. Remember, her house is on the wall, so that meant their house had a good view. You think of the windows up on the wall, she could look out and she could see very, very far out over the country. She'd have a lovely view. And remember, I told you that in Joshua chapter 2, that is related to our story in Joshua chapter 6, because in Joshua chapter 2, that's the story of the spies. Some of you boys and girls might like to be a spy. Well, there were spies in Bible times. The children of Israel, the Jews, remember, they talk about the Mossad today, their secret service. Well, they sent out their spies to Jericho to spy out the land. And it was Rahab that helped the spies to escape. They escaped through her house, through the window on the wall. And the way they escaped was a scarlet cord or a scarlet line. Remember, they were bringing in the flax at that time, and they tied that scarlet cord in the window. And the fellas, just in the true style of spies, they slid down the rope and they got away before the Secret Service or before the police in Jericho even knew what had happened. So what Rahab had to do, boys and girls, was she had to put that scarlet cord, she had to put it in the window of her house. She had to tie it or bind it in the window. And if that cord was there, whenever the children of Israel came to conquer the city, then she and her family would be saved. They would be saved from the judgment of God. So that's a very important part of the story. I read a storybook recently, boys and girls, telling the story of Rahab and the spies. And the pictures just showed this is a bit of rope. Well, that's not what the Bible says. It was a special bit of rope. I always want you to remember that, a special bit of rope. It was scarlet colored. It was a particular color. It was just a wee bit like these pieces of cardboard. And that's very, very important in the story. Boys and girls, the color. Because remember that the color reminds us of the blood. Reminds us of the blood. One of the songs that were sung tonight is about the blood. There's power in the blood. I want you to remember that, boys and girls, because one of the great messages, the lessons of the story of Rahab and what she tied in the window and the whole story of the walls of Jericho is that you're saved by the blood of the Lamb. So I want you to remember that, boys and girls. You're not saved by your own efforts. You're not saved by your church attendance, and all of those things are good and right. You're saved by the blood of the Lamb. The Lord Jesus, we're coming up to Easter. Remember, he died on the cross. He suffered. Think of his great sacrifice. Think of all that he endured. And the reason he did that, boys and girls, is because he loved you and because there was no other way of salvation. There was only one way that your sins could be forgiven, and that's by his death, the shedding of his blood on Calvary's cross. So if your sins are going to be forgiven, you need to confess them to the Lord. And he says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I want to encourage you to do that. That's the message you've heard right through the winter. Some of you have been coming to the meetings now for a number of years. So you've heard the word of God. You've been told the gospel message. You know the plan of salvation. You need to confess your sins, turn away from them, put your trust in Christ, ask him to come into your heart, and ask him to be your Savior. And that really, boys and girls, would make us very happy tonight. It would make a really good end to this season of the Bright Hour meetings if tonight, on this Sunday night, before you went home, you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. We're going to sing a couple of verses of the hymn 701. It's a hymn of invitation. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. 701, verses 1 and 2, suffer the children, O hear his voice, let every heart leap forth and rejoice. So verses 1 and 2 of 701, and we'll stand as we sing, please. Seats for a moment or two.